You know, I thought I just had to chuckle at the last image on that picture because my wife was in the front row. I don't know why, Trish. I'm sorry. It always makes me laugh because you like blend so well into the with the kids. I know. No, I'm not. She knows. Anyway. So this morning, Dave forgot did not mention this morning, but that's okay. I'll mention it for him that this is Recognition Sunday for our youth that have actually. You know what? I'm not going to call them youth. I'm going to call them adults now, because this should be a milestone in their lives, not only the ones that are graduating high school, but the ones that are graduating college as well. It is a huge time in their lives, and because we're celebrating, because Romans 12:15 tells us to celebrate. It tells us to rejoice when others are rejoicing, to be happy when others are happy, and also to weep when others are weeping. But there's no need to weep today. Only rejoicing today because of what Christ has done in our lives and has done through the lives of the students that are here and the adults that are here. If you look at there's a cream-colored paper in your bulletins, it lists 10 adults that have made the milestone of graduating high school that are connected to this church. 10. That is amazing. And I had the privilege of going to a graduation yesterday, and something that I found encouraging was, and this is kind of, maybe it's a little bit of bragging, but I think it's amazing. There were 4 student speakers. 2 of the student speakers grew up in this church. Plus, the valedictorian grew up in this church from Greenville. That's awesome. It's amazing. Of 120 some odd students, that was amazing to witness and see. So, but also on that list of paper, we don't have other group of students or adults that we're celebrating today. Those are the ones that have graduated from college. Those are the ones that are going on, that have taken that next step into their lives and into what God has planned for them. So we're celebrating them as well. And it's a huge moment in their lives, in all the lives of the graduate, because they're going to have lots of life changes. Lots of changes in their families, lots of changes that are ahead of them, lots of decisions that they're making. But their families are also seeing huge life changes as well. Personally, I know my daughter came back from her first year of college, and it's a life change. We know she's home, put it that way. So I am sure as the years go by and she gets older and coming back, hopefully that transition is a little bit different and we get to adjust to it a little better. So we may be looking for some guidance from some of you that have been there in the past. But this whole thing reminds me of something that Paul wrote in Ephesians. And the reason why, because when we have these momentous times in our lives, it's always good to take a minute to pause and reflect on where we've been, where we're at now, and then but then where God wants us to go in the future. And that's really what I believe Paul wanted to do when he wrote the book of Ephesians, when he wrote to the church in Ephesus. So students, graduates, and parents, grandparents, I'm going to be speaking to you at different times this morning, and, but first I want you to hear what Paul has written in Ephesians 1. And I'm using the New Living Translation version as well this morning because I just like it. So we're going to use that one this morning. Word of God says this: ever since I meaning Paul, first heard of your strong faith in Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere. I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you may grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand with confident hope he has given to those he has called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for those who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. In the church, his is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Father, I ask that this morning that that you would use me this morning to speak your words. Lord, that I would become less and you would become more. Lord, and also, I know that there are other churches in this area, in this town, in this community, and in other nations, Lord, that are preaching your word. Lord, and may you bless them as well. May you allow your presence to be known fully. May you send your Holy Spirit to each of those congregations, Lord, and do the teaching for those pastors. Lord, and may the words that come out of my mouth, whether they are clear or confusing or don't make sense, Lord, I ask that you would send the Holy Spirit to transform those words so they are perfectly clear to the hearer this morning. Lord, and I ask that same thing for other churches as well. Lord, your word says that your Holy Spirit is the interpreter of Scripture for us. Lord, and I ask that Spirit, that Holy Spirit, to be our interpreter this morning. Thank you. So, I don't have to say that this isn't a momentous time in your lives, because it's one that we know you're not going to forget. I still remember your high school, my high school graduation. How many of you remember your high school graduation? Raise your hands, right? Yeah. Everybody does. Because it's a huge moment in our lives. Huge. Huge. It's life-changing. But it doesn't matter if you're going to the workforce or if you're going into service, to the service, or preparing for further studies in the fall, or helping your child move out, or maybe helping your child move back in. You'll always remember this time of your life. Because it's moments like these that we need to take a pause, just take a breath, because life is going, like, seems like it's going crazy for us. Especially for the seniors that have just graduated. I've been in the schools, I had a senior last year, and this last month of school is overwhelmingly crazy for them. Overwhelmingly crazy for them. So much is going on in their lives. I'm sure it's the same way for the graduates that graduate college last month. It is just a time where there's so much to think about, so many tests to take, exams to take, filling out forms, being at different places for different things because people want to congratulate you or honor you in some different way or be at somebody's graduation party. It's just crazy. So this morning, let's take a pause. Because I'm sure the emotions you're feeling, your emotions are swinging back and forth. They're going all over the place. You're happy. You may be overly happy at one moment because of the accomplishment you made or the accomplishments of your child, to being excited at what the summer may hold for your future or for your kids' future, or being sad because you know you're saying goodbye to some people you may not see for a long time? Or saying goodbye to family members because you may be leaving for college in a few months, or maybe you're moving out of your parents' house, or to being exhausted because of studying for the finals and attending and they started all the graduation parties that you'll be going to. Lots of good food, but it's exhausting. It's tiring. And I believe the scripture that we just read is reflective, it gives us a chance to reflect on ourselves in a few different ways. So, and the first way is that it says that you are a blessing. You were a blessing, and you still are a blessing. I don't see any high school seniors that just graduated this year, right? Okay, I see some college kids, so we'll start there. College grads, you're a blessing. Even though you've been away at college, we love seeing you when you're back on break and hearing about the stuff, the classes, all the things, all the clubs you may be involved with, and what you've been doing, and what your life at school has been like. You have allowed some of us to help you through the struggles of having a roommate for the first time, or with the struggle of keeping your faith without having your faith family close by. You're a blessing to all of us. Parents and grandparents, you have been a constant in your children's lives, in grandchildren's lives. You've supported them, you've loved them, you've taxied them around, you've sacrificed for them, you've prayed for them, you've guided them, you've held them when they needed held. You instilled in them the values that they now hold. You are a blessing to them and to all of us. The second thing is, and the scripture tells us that you've been prayed for. Paul goes in here and says he prayed for God's people. Each one of you have been prayed for in the same way that Paul lists. There are people that have been praying for you. All of you. They pray for you to gain spiritual insight, spiritual wisdom, to make good decisions. They pray for God to fill you with the confident hope of a future with him. They pray that you will realize God's incredible power that is available to all who believe in Jesus. College grads, do you realize that you have had people praying over you for years and will continue to do so? Your parents have prayed for you. Your grandparents have prayed for you. There are people in this church, probably many that you may not even have never met yet, have prayed for you on a consistent basis. I'm one of those people. I think it's amazing because those boxes of goodies that you get from time to time in your mailbox is a big example of some of those people that have been praying for you for years. Some of you may not know this, and as a parent of a child that has received a few of those boxes, that is huge. There's a group in our church, group of ladies, that put together care package boxes for college students, and they send them out and mail them. Thank you for that. That is a huge blessing for those kids. It's a huge way of showing that you care for them, to letting them know they're not alone, to letting them know that they are being prayed for and they are loved. So thank you for that. Parents and grandparents, you've been a constant in your children's and grandchildren's lives. Whoops, I'm sorry. I've already said that. But you have been a constant. Being a parent's hard. But do you realize you've had people praying over you for years and will continue to do so. Your parents have prayed for you. Your grandparents have prayed for you. There are people in this church that you may have never met that have been praying for you on a consistent basis. And again, I'm one of them. We pray for wisdom, for spiritual insight. We pray that you'll be flooded with a light to give you that understanding of this confident hope that we have in Jesus Christ. And the last thing that, before I say the last thing that this passage of Scripture has for us, I want to encourage everyone here to pray for each other in those very specific ways that Paul does. All of us. Doesn't matter if you're a student, parent, grandparent, pray for each other. Students, pray for your parents and your friends, that God would give them wisdom, that God would give them spiritual guidance, that they would make wise decisions. College grads, pray for your parents and your friends. Pray for the leaders of this church and for our country. Pray that God would give them that spiritual insight. I love it because Dan mentioned 2 Timothy this morning. All Scripture is God-breathed and is used for teaching and correcting. All Scripture. So pray for them. And parents, continue to pray for each other. Pray for your children. They need it. Everyone needs it. Pray for the leaders of the church in our country. I want you to know that I think it's pretty amazing that, I'll remind you guys. Do you guys realize that when God's people pray, God hears them? And he loves to hear from them. We have examples right here in our church of God's people praying and God moving and changing things in huge ways. Our building over there, our new ALC building. When we gathered, I'm going to remind you, when we gathered and prayed around that building, the next week, more work got done in that next week than the past 6 months to a year. We've been praying for the drug problem in our communities. How many arrests have been made for drugs in the last year? A lot. Just a couple examples. The last thing is, God has plans for you. God has put all things on earth under the authority of Christ for the benefit of the church. I love that. For the benefit of the church. For the benefit of the church. Not for the benefit of us, but for the church. And this time of year, one of the favorite scriptures people like to use this time is Jeremiah 29:11. If they put it on mugs, they put it on pens, they put it on keychains, they put it on posters, bumper stickers, everything. However, well, let me say it to you. In case you don't know it, let me tell you it. It's for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. I believe that this is one of the most misused verses in Scripture. Not because it's not true today, but because it's used out of context. I believe that many people take that verse to mean that God promises to prosper them in the way that our culture sees as being prosperous, which is what? Wealth. Fame, We're never gonna get ill, we're never gonna have any troubles because God said he's not gonna harm us. But that is completely, completely misleading. Because if you just read one verse before that, Jeremiah 29:10 clears up most of that. And the context is telling the Israelites that they're going to be held in Babylon for 70 years of exile. 70 years of exile, they're going to be held. And then God's going to come and release them and restore them as a nation and prosper them to so that their numbers outnumber the stars in the sky, so they can hear them when they pray. Restore them to be the example for all nations to follow. That's the prosper that Jeremiah 29:11 talks about. And because the Israelites are God's chosen people, just like the church is God's chosen people today, that's the prosper that we have, that we are to look forward to. That's the prosper that God wants to give to us. So just like God planned to prosper the Israelites, who was God's chosen people, to show his glory and to benefit him, we can see in verse 22 of Ephesians that God has put Christ above all things to benefit and to prosper the church today. So what does it have to do with you and me today? Well, the church is Christ's body and is completed by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. So if you're a follower of Christ, if you're a believer, you are the temple of God. The very place Christ lives and fills through the Holy Spirit. You are the church. You're here to benefit the church and to set the example for all to follow. College grads, what does God have planned for you? New job, new location, maybe marriage, further study, postgraduate degree. Have you asked him what his plans are? If you're a follower of Christ, he fills you. He wants you to prosper by using you to fill wherever you are with his presence for his glory, to benefit the church, for his benefit, and to be an example for others to follow. Parents and grandparents, what does God have planned for you? You know, just in life with an adult child living with you, maybe figuring out how to continue to pray for your children as they leave the nest, maybe finding what you're going to do with all the extra time you're going to have because you're not having to run to events or games or plays or concerts or whatever else it is. And maybe it's honestly getting to know your spouse again, because you spent so much time raising your kids that they took priority in your lives. But if you're a Christ follower, he fills you. He wants you to prosper by using you to fill wherever you are with the presence of him, for his glory, for his benefit, as an example for others. And everyone, if you think this does not include glorifying him and benefiting the church, then you're not thinking of God's plan for you. You're thinking of your own plan. God wants us to prosper. He wants his church to prosper. And how we do that is by filling the world with his presence, the way he wanted the Israelites to fill the world with their presence. So, closing today, let me just say that you're a blessing. You're all being prayed for. And God has plans for you, every one of you. They don't know this, but I'm going to ask. I see Autumn and your sister here, Autumn. Yeah. Is there any other college grads here this morning? Just Autumn? The lonely college grad. Autumn, can we pray for you? Yeah? Would you like that? Okay. All right. I'm going to pray a blessing over Autumn. May God grant you spiritual wisdom and insight. May you grow in the knowledge of God. May your decisions be guided by his hand so they will be wise decisions. May you fully realize the power of Christ that is available to you to give you strength when needed, to give you shelter when the enemy attacks, and to give you endurance when you face obstacles in your life. May you allow Christ to fill you with the Holy Spirit to benefit his church. May you fill your new surroundings, whether it's a job, a new school, a group of friends, a new marriage, with the very presence of Christ. May you live with a confident hope that Christ has defeated the evil of this world, and will you spend eternity in heaven with him. Lord, and I ask that Autumn's getting married, Lord, that you would just be the center of that marriage. Lord, that you would allow Jared and Autumn to be just an incredible example of a young married couple that is following after you, that is chasing after you in ways, and Lord, may they be a blessing to your future kingdom and your glory. Lord, may they be a blessing to your kingdom now. We thank you and praise your name. Amen. So let me close this in prayer. Father, I thank you for everyone that is here. Lord, you have given us your words to hear. And Lord, I ask that in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would bless each and every one of us that are here this morning. Lord, will you send your spirit again to help us decode what we have thought about, what we have heard. And Lord, allow us to be prosperous, Lord, and not in the ways of this world, Lord, but the ways that we are prosperous in your eyes. We are prosperous to fill more and more people with your Holy Spirit. Will you guide us? Will you protect us? And will you send us out into your community with your presence to minister to those that are in need, that need you? Thank you, Father. Amen.